Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Self-doubt today. This is a post that I have on my feed. I was supposed to talk about sales today, and I couldn't find a good post to talk about. So I decided, I came across this post, and I said to myself, well, sales and mindset go hand in hand, and I want to really help you guys overcome self-doubt in a sales environment. And I just want to give you a bit of, definition of what self-doubt is. Now, if you want to first off, give you a bit of a background. Self-doubt starts as soon as you start hanging out with other people or having some sort of a social life. So from when you're a very, very little kid, it happens in a class setting. Maybe your teachers said that you were not good in a subject, or someone else, maybe another kid told you that, or a home maybe, right? So it starts at that age, but then it develops and really changes and morphs into different ways of self-doubt. And one of them is imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome is the thought of not being good enough when you are, in this case, like me right now, when you are creating content or you're in front of a camera or you're speaking somewhere or you're even pitching a product to someone else. So with that said, self-doubt is very bad because, again, it really kills your confidence. And without confidence, you're not going to be able to make bold choices, bold decisions, move fast in the market and do the right things at the right time. You know, that person, I always think about that person that's on the cliff trying to jump in the water and they're going back and forth. And when they finally jump, they get hurt because they're not really bold jumping off the cliff into the water. So that's something like that. And also, I also want to mention the fact that overconfidence is not great, because you don't want to be overconfident because you're not going to take the necessary steps to make the right decisions either. But today we're addressing self-doubt. The first thing that I want you to do is stop overthinking and use positive affirmations. So what's an affirmation? Affirmation is either a word or a concept or a set of words that you repeat to yourself, either out loud or just in your mind, to stop the overthinking process. If you think about your mind can only think about one thing at a time. Sometimes you can tell that you have a main thought and there is some sort of like an underlying mood or another faint thought underneath the first one. But when you're focused on one thing and one only, you can think about that one thing and that's it. So what I want you to do is come up with a sentence, again, or a word, or just a thought of a positive situation that puts you in control again. It could be something saying to yourself, I'm always in control, no matter what my thoughts think. That could be something. It could be literally anything. Everything is perfect. Don't worry. You can make up your own. The way that it sounds good to you, something that resonates with you, it will be good enough. So anytime that you start overthinking, I want you to revert to that one affirmation. And the reason why this is super powerful is because if you don't already have a predetermined sentence or affirmation that is your go-to thought when you're trying to stop overthinking, it's going to be very hard for you to go from negative thinking to positive thinking and come up with a new positive thought every time. So if you have that one thought, keep it there as your, emergency exit from overthinking, okay? Point number two, stop thinking that you have limitations by trying something new every day. So again, bring it back to sales here. I want you to think about the fact that if you have never cold called, for example, an executive, it could be very hard for you to do it for the first time, right? So what I want you to do is actually try a different type of role every time that you cold call someone, or at least once a day. For example, if you have a list of businesses that you're calling and you have the opportunity to either call, you know, like a frontline employee or an executive, try calling an executive once, and then the day after you try another role, another time, try something different. But if you try to, you know, cold call different types of employees and different levels, but at the end of the month, you're actually going to have a pretty good understanding of how to deal with all sorts of levels within an organization. So next time, do you actually have to pitch or even do a presentation with a CEO or a CFO, this is not going to be anything new. You've already done it. You already failed a bunch of times, right? I always forget to mention that you will fail at the very beginning. So you might as well have planned failures so that once something actually happens that you have to have your A game on, that's going to be a complete different story. You're already good to go. Point number three is to write down your wins daily to remind yourself that you're awesome. Listen, you've been in business for quite a bit, or maybe you just started, who knows? But even the fact that you decided that entrepreneurship and sales is something that you can do, that alone is a win. I want you to actually think every single time that you made a bold decision and it turned out to be a great one. I want you to write them down in an agenda. And every time you start doubting yourself, you want to open that agenda up, or even your phone if it's easier for you, and look at every single thing that you have accomplished, every single choice that you have made that turned out to be a success. You'll be astonished to see how many times things worked out. And that's the problem, because the human mind is just always set to think about the negatives, right? And that's something that comes from evolution, because back in the day, if we were not sure if there was a lion, you know, behind that bush or not, the best choice was to assume that it was a lion and run away. Right? So when we're facing, you know, the choice of choosing negative and positive, our brains are the bias is on the negative side. So I want you to actually reframe this, because nowadays we don't need to run away from any lions. We simply need to make good choices and be sure that what you're doing is worth. All right. Point number four, hang out with people that believe in you. Cut off everyone else. I'm serious about this. I do not want you to hang out with people that think that you're just a joker, that, you know, oh, he's funny, but he's worth nothing. He doesn't care about anything. He's not good, or she's not good, whatever the case may be. I'm going to tell you a little story here. I've been, you know, in school, of course, like I was in school for over 20, like maybe like 20 years, actually, I think. And the crazy thing about that is that the entire time that I was in school, I never really wanted to be there, and I was always joking around. So basically every single one of my schoolmates from back in the day always thought about me as, you know, the class clown. And now it was kind of hard to really deal with getting back in touch with them, not with everyone, of course, but with some of them, just because they couldn't stop thinking about me as the class clown, and they treated me that way, even when they knew that I was doing different things, that I was moving on up and doing great things in life. And I had to cut off certain people. First off, it's not that I was still hanging out with them, but even after a bit that we got together again, we're talking again, I was like, you know what, I don't want to go that way, because it's a self-perpetuating situation where you talk to someone, they treat you like you were, you know, quote unquote, the class clown, and then you feel like you have to reenact the same dynamics that you had back in the day. I don't want you to do that. Simply cut off certain people from your life. And if you can't cut them off from your life because maybe they're family or very close friends that you are maybe living with or something, just make sure to make them understand that you are onto a completely different path in life, and you are changing as a person, and you want to be treated differently, because everybody changes, and this is your time to set strict rules around who you want to be hanging out with and you don't want to hang out with. So I know this post wasn't necessarily all about sales, but if you do these four things, you will see your confidence, you will find new confidence, and your confidence will transpire. You will be able to close more deals and feel better about yourself. And if you like this post, please subscribe to the podcast, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.